work down there, care about down there. Whether young or old, we want to share about down there. Talk about down there, check it out down there. Know your body, yaddy yaddy, be aware down there.
We are talking about vaginas.
Well, not only vaginas, there are a lot of other things down there.
Yeah, I guess there are.
And we need to be
down there
aware.
Welcome back. It is 2022.
Happy New Year.
And no, it's not 2022. It's 2022. We are not doing 2020 again. Mm. We are moving forward.
Yes.
We are very excited. Thanks for hanging on during our little respite, if you will. We took some time. We enjoyed the holidays. We had surgery. I had surgery. You know, we just took some time, and it was a nice little break, wasn't it?
It was a good break. We spent Thanksgiving in Georgia at a cabin way up in the mountains.
And we made s'mores. And we sat out on the little balcony in the cold weather.
We should put some pictures on the website.
Built a fire. It was great.
It was great.
It was really, really great. And then Christmas was just kind of chill.
Chill. We just kind of put our feet up and chilled.
Yeah. We baked and I played Lego with my dad. You know, every kid's dream. So it was a really great time off. We appreciate you for sticking around with us and allowing us that time. Because, you know, we do this part time. We do this on the side of everything else that we do, including full time work and retirement and writing books and all of that stuff. So it was nice to take a little break.
It was. But I think maybe we ought to start with an update on your surgery, because I don't think it had happened yet when we took our break. Am I right about that?
I think so. I keep saying we.
No, get me out of your pocket. Maybe it was your dad used to say, you got a mouse in your pocket.
Oh, maybe. But so since about last January, we found out, so about a year ago, we found out that I had a hernia. It was an incisional hernia, which happened as a result of 2 4-week apart surgeries for putting shunts into my brain that needed to run down into my abdomen. And so I always had this big scar in my abdomen and whatever. But because of my regular CT scans for my cancer progress, my oncologist said, you have a little bit of a hernia. We're not concerned about it because it's little. And if it's not bothering you, we'll just keep an eye on it. Not a big deal. And then about 6 months later, had another CT scan, and they said, you know, it's gotten bigger and your shunt tubing is in there and part of your bowel. And so we're going to refer you to a general surgeon just to see. And sure enough, I went, he observed me and said, you need surgery. Mm-hmm. So that was, July, August. And he tried to get me in immediately. But due to COVID surging at that time, our hospital shut down all of what they considered elective procedures. And although mine, I wouldn't say was elective, it was not emergent. And so it got pushed off and got pushed off. And eventually I had it on November 12th.
You actually had it scheduled twice, didn't you? And it was postponed. And then the third time was a charm.
Yep, something like that. So I had that surgery on the 12th of November, and then I was off for a little while, took some break time over Thanksgiving, worked from home for a little bit, and went back into the office just in time for Christmas break. You know, I timed it really well. But, you know, I've been healing. I've had 2 follow-ups with my surgeon, and he has really liked my progress. I am now PRN, if you will, as needed, for follow-ups with him. He said I'm doing pretty well. However, my discomfort and slight irritation, not pain, I would say, but, you know, I'm just not 100%. He said that could last for 6 to 8 months.
Oh, well, but in full disclosure, once he got in, he had to do a whole lot more than he thought he had to do. It was a lot more extensive. The hernia was bigger than anticipated. But what he told me when he came out after the surgery was, in order to reroute the shunt tubing, he really wanted to work hard at having the shunts go through the abdominal wall as far away from the hernia incision as possible so that it didn't risk happening again. And that just evidently took longer. He anticipated before he went in, it'd take about an hour, and it took a little over 4 hours, which, you know, I'm sort of used to with Alex. I don't buy into it anymore. I just take a book and my phone and just sit and wait patiently.
That's all you can do, really. You know, and I didn't know any different when I woke up. It was just, I had been out and now I'm awake and it hurts. But, you know, he did say, he was like, I did such a good job. You're not going to get another hernia. And I was like, well, that is the goal. So, coming back from that. Now, you probably are thinking, you guys missed the first week of January. You didn't post the first week of January. Yeah. So we do have an update, a little bit of an update. Mom, you want to share?
Well, we actually were right on schedule because our new schedule for our third season.
Three. We've been doing this for 3 seasons.
Yes.
And unbelievable.
Our new schedule, instead of a weekly episode, we are going to have episodes on the 2nd and 4th Mondays of each month. We figure we'll be able to maybe put in a little more content, and we think it'll be less taxing on us in our daily lives to stretch it just a bit. So we're hoping that you'll keep up with us. We'll send out reminders so you don't even have to worry about that.
Well, and the easiest way to know is to subscribe. Whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's our home platform on Spotify, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, or if you are listening on Stitcher or Breaker, or if you're listening on our website, all you got to do is click subscribe. And when you click subscribe, wherever it is on your homepage of that app or on your computer, you will get a notification, a push notification that says new episode from Down There Aware, available now. So be sure to subscribe so that you can get those reminders and you won't have to remember, is it the 2nd or 4th Monday? Is it the 3rd Monday? Are they on Wednesdays now? No, 2nd and 4th Mondays, but, you know, set it and forget it. Subscribe and you won't have to worry. Now that we have updated you all on our last couple months and our new schedule for season 3, we're just going to jump right in. And sure enough, you probably have seen people say, ugh, new year, new me, 2022 is my year. Here are my resolutions. And so I don't know. We got curious. Is it really new year, new you? Is that realistic? I don't know.
Is it necessary?
Good point. Is it? Well, we're going to dig in and find out. So I looked up some statistics because, you know, at heart, I'm a nerd. I found some pretty interesting statistics about New Year's resolutions. So over the first 6 months of, so from January through June, of those who make a New Year's resolution after 1 week, 75 are still successful in keeping it.
1 week.
75%. So after 2 weeks, the number drops to 71%. After a month, it drops to 64%. After 6 months, it drops to 46% of people who made a resolution are still successful in keeping it. 46%.
Well, it kind of makes you question even doing it.
It does. Now, there is a little bit of a caveat. In comparison, of those people who have similar goals but do not set a resolution, only 4% are still successful after 6 months.
So I guess in that vein, the resolution does help.
If you're going to have like a new year, I'm changing myself. And it, you know, it kind of makes you ponder, what's the difference between a resolution and a goal? I heard a YouTuber say that recently. And, you know, resolution is that just come hell or high water, I'm going to do it, versus a goal, there's some flexibility to it. I don't know.
Well, resolution comes from the word to resolve. And so if you resolve to do something, then yeah, it's pretty much come hell or high water because you've resolved to do it. I did read about gym memberships in particular that Americans spend over $397 million annually on gym memberships. And 67% of Americans never use the gym membership they purchased. So think about that.
That's the business to get into. Yeah. Think about it. You can have a gym and half the people are just going to pay you and not and wear out your machines.
Yeah, that really did kind of overwhelm me. And another article I read discussed how much money we spend trying to keep those resolutions, that more than half of the people who make New Year's resolutions spend money on materials or supplies, something that is in pursuit of those goals. So just imagine if you spent all this money because you're resolved to doing something and then you don't do it, that money is pretty much down the tubes.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's an investment. And if you don't follow through, it's just kind of wasteful.
Yeah, I really have never been one much for making New Year's resolutions. I don't know why, but it never really was something I've done. So it's hard for me to jump on that wagon and really have a deep understanding of it. It does seem to me, and I'm not knocking them because I do think it's good periodically to kind of reassess your life and ways you can make it better, things that are in your control. And if that happens to be the first day of a new year, then so be it. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. But I think we have to be careful with the expectations we put on ourselves and or the expectations we allow others to put on us. And maybe sometimes with New Year's resolutions, those are a bit tougher, the expectations of ourselves and of others.
Well, I also think along that same line, it has become so popular on social media. All of my Instagram ads, my TikTok ads, everything is new year, new you. Try this diet, try this new exercise, try this, try that product, whatever. And it's just being crammed down our throats, I think, of, you know, this arbitrary time in space, really. Like, if you research the new year, it used to be celebrated in March on the equinox. It used to be celebrated on December 25th at Christmas. It, you know, wasn't until the Gregorian calendar came into effect that it was standardized to be December 31st, January 1st. And so it really is arbitrary. Why do we just pick that date?
Well, and I think just by saying new year, new you, it infers that there's something wrong with the old you and that you need to be new and shiny.
Well, and I just want to put it out there and be completely transparent. We are not judging people I have done this. You can find, it still exists. I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I did a whole thing about new year, new me. And I made what the kids are calling a Fitstagram. Mm. It's just an Instagram about food and diet and fitness and whatever. And I mean, cringe. Can you talk about it? And it was just one of those things. It was popular. A coworker was doing it. And I said, yeah, I'll do it too. And I never really gave it any thought. But it is interesting. For several years, studies have shown that more than half of New Year's resolutions are somehow health related, whether that's losing weight, quitting smoking, eating healthier food, getting fit, managing stress, and drinking less alcohol. I know quite a few people who do dry January. Mm-hmm. You know, because they feel like through the holidays they've been drinking a lot, and so they're going to take a break in January. Mom and I were joking that every month is like dry for us because we don't really drink anymore. Just, I don't know, just out of convenience. Like, it's just not something we do.
Yeah. And for us, I think we decided it's, you know, empty calories. We'd rather eat some really good food than drink a lot of calories.
For sure.
Yeah. So we don't really indulge a lot. But again, we're not judging, and certainly not judging people who do New Year's resolutions, because I do know people who do them and are successful and they feel good about them. And I think that's awesome. I read another article about, and we'll put all these links on our website.
As always.
But I read another article that was giving suggestions if you're going to make some New Year's resolutions, things to do. And the number one suggestion was to reevaluate the why. Why did you decide this is a good resolution? You know, why do you want to do it? And that a lot of times will kind of help you rethink and maybe adjust some resolutions if you're not doing it for you.
Yeah. So in 2020, the statistics were broken down into a couple different categories that I found kind of fascinating. So they broke them down into generational statistics. So 53% of baby boomers wanted to lose weight, but placed less importance on saving money compared to 39% of younger generations, whereas Gen Z, so our newest little babies, they're 4 times more concerned with finding love than any other age group, as well as they want to dress better and improve their style. I never thought about those as being resolutions, but
no,
interesting. Now, my fellow millennials on the West Coast are most concerned with getting a work promotion or a raise.
It's because it's so expensive to live on the West Coast.
Very true. It's just expensive to be a millennial, right? But also, millennials are the most confident in keeping their resolutions. 39% think that they'll be able to keep their resolutions. Now, why do you think that is?
Because they're confident.
We are. Nobody's beat us down yet. So the statistics were also broken down regionally. And I think this is also fascinating. So in the Midwest, those who live in the Midwest, more than any other U.S. region, losing weight was more important to them. And while exercising is more important for those on the West Coast. Hmm. So Midwest, they're focusing on losing weight. The West Coast, exercising. Now, the Southern states, this is interesting, they want to drink less alcohol. But in the Northeast, they want to stop drinking altogether.
Hmm.
And then the Northeast also, admirably, they're almost twice as likely to want to spend more time volunteering in their communities.
Yay. That'd be a good resolution for everybody.
Yeah. It's just, you know, a little bit more of what you're doing. I follow a really great podcaster on TikTok, if that makes sense. But hey, it does, because side note, we're on TikTok. We are on TikTok. I was talking about the Southern states. What do you expect? I'm allowed to say that. I have family from Alabama.
Yes, well, yeah.
My mama's from Alabama.
Well, not originally, but still.
You know.
A lot of growing up in Alabama.
Anyway, we are on TikTok. So I follow this other podcaster on TikTok. His name is Chris Terrell. And he has lost over 100 pounds over the course of several years. And he gives like newbie people who want to lose weight tips and tricks. And one of the new things, or the things that I have heard him say recently, because it's a new year, he's talked about start small. You don't have to have this huge, lofty goal, because even if, yes, that's in the, you know, end of your mind, you want to lose 100 pounds, or you want to, you know, walk 1,000 miles or whatever it is, you have to take a step first. You have to do little things. And so he suggests changing 3 things in your life. One thing that has to do with food. Now, this is particular to losing weight, right? So one thing that has to do with food, one thing that has to do with exercise or movement, and one thing that has to do with your mind. And I think that's important to kind of be holistic. So if you are looking to make a change, try to think like that. Small steps for an eventual bigger goal, instead of I'm cutting out alcohol cold turkey, I'm never going to drink again in my life, or, you know, all of the just hard, very quick on January 1st, I can't do anything.
Yeah. And you really, we all want to be careful what we wish for, because, you know, I have struggled with weight for a good bit of my life. And then when I got COVID, and since I've had COVID, I've not had a sense of taste that is normal. And because of that, I don't eat as much as I normally would. And I've lost some weight, and that's not a good way to lose it.
I mean, because you're sad too.
I'm sad too. I like to eat. I like the taste of food, and I like to cook and bake, and that COVID did me in. And so be careful what you wish for, and be smart about those resolutions. I know a lot of, I don't know if it's controversy, but skepticism maybe about New Year's resolutions is the commercialism that, you know, a lot of people make a lot of money pushing you to make resolutions, and pushing us all to make resolutions. And I think, again, all things in moderation, and just be smart. You know, a lot of people point fingers at Hallmark, and they say that Hallmark just creates holidays so they can sell cards. And, you know, one aspect that may be true, but in this day and age of digital communication, I like to get a card in the mail, whether it's a holiday or just a hi, how you doing card. And I like to send cards to people who I care about but don't get to see very often because they live far away from me. So I don't let the hubbub about Hallmark creating holidays or special occasions just to sell you cards. I'm okay buying cards if it's for people I care about and something I think will help them out. So the same with the New Year's resolutions. If it's something you really want to do and it's going to benefit you in your life, then, hey, go for it. And don't be too concerned about the commercialism. It's going to exist everywhere.
It really does. I mean, if you look at the most popular, you know, so the trends are people want to lose weight, they want to get healthy. And if you look at the most popular companies that are in the weight loss, weight management programs, it's WW, formerly Weight Watchers. They always have a sale on for January for that New Year's resolution.
And sometimes some big new campaign. Mm-hmm.
They change their formula, yeah, or they announce something new. And did you know gym memberships in the month of January go up 12%?
Nah, no surprise.
And
there,
it drops off just a few months later. Mm. Most new members quit after 5 months. So, you know, even though Planet Fitness is having that dollar sign up sale, do you really need to, you know, join a gym? Walking outside is free.
Yeah.
If you really want to make a change, you know, start small, take some baby steps. And if saving money is something you want to do, probably joining a gym or joining a club like WW is probably not, you know, the way to go.
I read something else about somebody who wanted to make a resolution to stop going by the local coffee shop every morning on the way to work. And the suggestion was, don't just run out and buy a bunch of thermal mugs and a coffee maker at your own house or French press or whatever. First, make your coffee and see if you'll get up every morning, do that, and take it to work. Do that for a couple weeks. And if you're going to go to that extra effort to prepare it so you can stop stopping at the coffee shop, then go buy the thermal mug because you know you're going to do it. So it's really about being realistic about your lifestyle and your routine.
And not holding yourself to the expectations or the standards of others.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with people who coffee is life. Like they drink coffee constantly and that's what they do. I'm not a huge coffee person. And so, you know, I got a pour over coffee machine and I invested in all this stuff because I was like, oh, I need to start taking coffee to work because everybody has coffee at work. And well, I don't like it that much and it doesn't do anything for me. So I'm fine just getting my water bottle in the morning, you know.
But I'm kind of happy she has that machine because I do love me some coffee. And when I'm over at her house, I get some coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it was worth it. And I do drink coffee. It's just not a habitual thing. Mm. And if you know me, you know that I value that extra 10 minutes of sleep over that
anything
cup of
else.
Well, anything else, but that cup of coffee for sure. Even breakfast at times. That's why I have just learned I'm not going to get up and in time to cook a breakfast for myself. So I have to do something that's really quick. And that's how I've adjusted to what is my lifestyle and what I need. And it's not what other people have or need. You know, you really have to kind of hone in on what's working for you.
Yeah, so I think when we think about new year, new you, new year, new you.
Get that inflection right.
We just want to, I want to think about, I would like to think every morning when I get up, it's a new me because I have a new opportunity to be better, to be kinder, to be smarter. I can do that every morning when I get up and it's little baby steps. It's not some big high expectation on January 1. Now that's what works for me. So I think everybody has to kind of just look within and decide what that New Year's resolution means. And if it really means nothing and you're going to resolve every day to change for the better, I think that's just as important and just as doable, even more so for me than a once a year list of resolutions.
Yeah. And I also think that things kind of stack on top of each other, you know? So when I inevitably start going to bed earlier because I'm working in the office now and I have to, I am paying this week for keeping my old sleep schedule with my at home, you know, stay. When you start making those little changes, they just kind of build on each other and you feel better because you're achieving your goals. But you don't have to keep this, I don't know, like a hamster in a wheel. You're moving forward. You're not just spinning. Thanks so much for listening to our first episode of 2022. We're so excited to jump into season 3. As a reminder, we will be sharing new episodes every other week, so the second and fourth Mondays of each month. But just go ahead and subscribe and you'll get those notifications wherever you're listening. And as always, you can find us on our website, www.downthereaware.com, or on any social media platform at Down There Aware. Thanks for listening.